We were holding Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. Again, last Mishnah said that Kahanim, Leviim, Peturim, Mikal V'Choyma. A Kohen and a Levi, their potter from the loch of pigeon of a Petach Hamor, from Mikal V'Choyma. That in potter, Eshoy Yisro B'Midbar, if the Leviim themselves potter the Yisro and the Bechor Yisro in the Midbar, says so Dinu Shiyifu Eshalasman. It's for to say that a Levi is also potter from pigeon Aben on his own son. And the Gemara will soon see exactly how it goes back from this we learn out that Hu Adin, a Kohen and a Levi, is also Potter from a Peter Chamor. If a Kohen and a Levi owns a Chamor, the firstborn, the Bechor of a Chamor, they're Potter from Edim Gitt and taken off and taken his them. There's no mitzvah Peter Chamor by a Kohen or a Levi. Now the Gemara says that how mean it was that the Levian themselves Potter the Pitri Chamorim of Yisrael in the Midbar. So what's the question, is that true? Inu Patu, is it true that Levium themselves, the group of the Levium, did they really free the Jews from that Petach Hamor? No. Odom Potter. In the Midbar, the halacha was that Tachas, the Kedushas, Bechor, the Yisrael, were taken to Levium, like the Pasuk says. Kvasun si, Kachas Levium, Tachas Bechor, Bevnei Yisrael. That the Levium were taken, given to Kedusha, instead of the Bechor Yisrael. That's called Odom, was Tachas Odom. And Behema, the Gemara says, Behema Potra. How were the Behemoths of the Yisraelim Potra from Petach Hamor? Because of the Behemoths, because of the said that belonged to Levi. The Chsidla, the Pasuk says, Kach es Halevim in Bamid Begimla says, Kach es Halevim Tachas Bechor Bevnei Yisrael. Take the Pshutim of the Levim, not the Bechorim of the Levim, because the Bechor of the Levi had to free himself. So take the Pshutim, the second born, the third born of a Levi, he was able to free the Bechor of Bnei Yisrael. As he has Behemoth, HaLeviim, Tachas Bemtom, and also take the Behemoth of Leviim, take the Seh of Leviim, and they were there to Pata to free the Petach Hamor of the Bnei Yisrael. So for the Mishnah is Mashma that Leviim themselves freed the Petach Hamor, therefore to Kal V'Chomer they could free themselves. The Gemara says no, it wasn't the Levi that freed the Petach Hamor. The Leviim parted the Bnei Yisrael, the Bechor Bnei Yisrael, and the Behemoth of the Leviim parted the Behemoth of the Yisraelim. So as the Mishnah is making Kal V'Chomer to say that the Levi himself was potter from the mitzvah of Petach Hamor. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abaye loves Shana Mishnah like this. Rabbi Abaye says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kahanim or Leviim Peturim. Or Kohen and the Levi, they themselves are Pturim Behemtom, that their pot, if they have a Petach Hamor, if they have a Chamor, their Petach Hamor, their pot from it, Mikal V'Chomer, there's a Kal V'Chomer that said that they don't have to be Mafresh Aser for their Petach Hamor. What's the Kal V'Chomer? In Eskiyu Behemtom Shalaviyim, Tei Meshe Yisroba Midbar, if the Aser that belonged to Levi in the Midbar freed the Petri Chamorim of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, and so Dinu Shetavki V'Shalatzman, it is fair to say that they could take off the Kedusha by their own behemoth. That if they themselves own a Petach Hamor, they have a Chamor that gives birth to a Bechor, there's no mitzvah of Petach Hamor to be paid with by the Levim, or then by the Kohanim. This is the way Abaye learns Shana Kal V'Chomer. And the command of the Kal V'Chomer is that since the Behemtom freed the Behemoth Yisrael, that the Kal V'Chomer said that the Behemoth, their own Behemoth should also be potter. And we'll soon see. So Omale Rav says back, first of all, Vor Potru Inhu. So Gisa should be the Sankotrim says, Vor Potru Katoni. And the Mishnah it says, Mikal V'Chomer in Potru Esha Yisrael. It says Lashna Potru. So he says, the Mashma Inhu. The word Potru is Mashma, going on the Levian themselves. Mashma, the Odom themselves freed. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And according to Abaye, it's not talking about the Odom, the Levi. It's talking about his behemoth. That's one question. First of all, Potru, which is Mashminu, Ketoni. That's what the Mishnah says. The Yoid is secondly Rav asks against Abaye, that in Easter, according to you, the way you learn Shana Kal V'Chomer, because their behemoth freed the behemoth Yisrael, his soa freedom me bechor behemoth Taranifru. And they should even free, they should be potter from a regular Bechor or a Behemoth Torah. So Rashi says, the question is, that in Easter the Dashin and Kal V'Chomer of a Behemoth, the Bechor Behemoth Torah, Nifteru Levim, they should also be potter. So a Behemoth Torah did who? Hefkiyu Behemoth Yisrael. Rashi, the Behemoth Torah of Levim freed the Behemoth of the Yisrael and their Bechor also. Mash Rashi learned according to Abaye, according to Rav at least, that in the Midbar, the Yisraelim, the Bechor Behema was also free from the Bechor. The Behema Falavim was tachas that. And the question is, Allah Matzanan, how come we'll have a mission later that says, L'niftru mebechor Behema Tehoirom, a Levi and a Kohen, the if they have a Behema Torah that gives birth, has the Bechor, still has Kedusha on it. Ella, when are they free? Mi pidyon haben of petach hamor, or Levi, a ben Levi, or a ben Kohen, there's no din pidyon haben on them, or there's no din petach hamor by them. But a behema Torah that they own, the firstborn, the Bechor, has a Kedushas Bechor, the din of a korban on it. Says, so according to you, Abai, you make a kal b'chayma. From the fact that behema Salavim freed the behema Yisrael, so why does the Mishnah say they're only free from petach hamor? They should even be free from regular pidyon of a behema Torah also. So therefore, that can't be pshan, the Mishnah's kal b'chayma, from the fact that Levim is behema freed the behema Yisrael. But rather, Elo Amarov, Rav learns like this. Hachi Ketani, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Kahanim, or Leviim, Potrohein Atzmon, Mikal V'choinom. I say, Kahanim, Leviim, they themselves are free from their own Petach Hamor because of the Kal V'choinom. The Kal V'choinom is like this. Elefki Yakdushos and Shal Leviim. Kedushos Shal Yisrael by Midbar. If Leviim themselves, the Pshutim of Leviim, were Poida, the Kedusha from the Bechor you saw in the Midbar, is so layafkiyu eshal atzmon. Isn't it a sorah to say that they take off the Kedusha from themselves? Meaning to say, when they have a Bechor, a Levi or a Kohen, there's no din pinyin haben on their own ben, and their own ben, the Kedusha goes off automatically. Says so, ashkechon odom. So far, that's only good sorah that an odom means when a Levi has a Bechor odom is potter from pinyin haben. But Behema Tmei Minolam, how do we know to say that if a Levi or a Kohen owns a Chamor, when it has its Tetha Chamor, its firstborn of the Chamor, how do we know that Pota from Pidgin? Or Machrok, as the Pasuk says, Ach Pota Tiftes Bechor Odom, V'yes Bechor HaBehema Tmei, the same Pasuk talks about Pidgin HaBen, and Pidgin of a Tetha Chamor. Tipoda, so we dash like this, Kol Shi Yeshtim Bechor Odom, a regular Yisrael, that has the mitzvah Pidgin HaBen, Yeshtim b'bechor b'hema t'meya. When he has the chamor, a donkey, the firstborn of it is a loch of pidyon b'chor, loch of taking his sin, being paid with a pet of chamor. But b'chol shein, b'bechor odom, a levi or a kohen. That's not b'chlal, their own haloch of pidyon aben by an odom, is eina b'bechor b'hema t'meya. They're not in the pasha of a b'hema t'meya either. Now the Gemara says, O Malay Rav Safra Labaya. So Rav Safra said back to Abaya, Lididoch, according to you, the Yarmut that you say, Tehentum, that you're making the Kavuchom from the Behemoth of the Levi, that since their Behemoth freed the Bechori of the Yisrael's Behemoth, so male they should free themselves. If so, then Levi, the Heavenly Seh, the Yavka Lifka, and then Levi at that time in the Midbar that had a Seh, so his Seh freed the Bechorim of the Yisrael's Behemoth, his Lifka, then it's a Sfarad that said that he himself was freed from Petach Hamor. But what's going to be the Lehevi Leseh, the Lifka? Let's say Levi at that time that did not own his Seh, he was not able to take off the Kedusha from the Bechorim Behemoth Yisrael. Is the Lifka, it should not take off then himself, if that such a Levi should not be free from Petach Hamor. Since you're learning out from the fact Levium, their behemoth freed the Bechorim of the behemoth Yisrael. That's one question. And secondly, he asked for Safram that Ben Lidoch, whether according to you Abaye, Ben the Rav, according to Rav, Ben Chodesh, that's good a Levi at that time in the Midbar that was at least a month old. The Yafkom, that he could take off the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael Lifka, he should free himself. But what's going to be with a Levi at that time, at that minion, there was Pachos Ben Chodesh, was less than a month old. Layaf, he did not take off any Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael, because he was not in the Pasha of Levium yet. Is Lelifka, he cannot take off himself also. He should not free himself. says the way Abaye Verov is learning is only the Levians that were in the Parsha at that time, that if they themselves, if their behemoth freed, see if Yavalev is less than a Ben Chodesh, he himself did not free, that his Mishpacha should not be able to, he should not be put to read them from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach HaMor. And another question, Levia, let's say you have a girl, a Levia, that she got married to Yisrael, and now she gives birth, is Loi Tifka, she should not free her son from Pidyon HaBen, because she herself, Levia, in the Midbar, she did not free any Yisraelim. It was only the Zechorim of Ben Levi that freed the Bechori Yisrael. Not a Levia, so she was on the Parsha then. Salom, how come we learned that Omer Avada Bar Avo, that Levia Sheyoldo, if a Levia gives birth, v'no potem mechamesh esloyim, yepotem v'pidin ben on the son? The question is why? The father was Yisrael, the mother alone, she did not free in the Midbar. So why do they free? So when it says, holakas, this one v'yikasha, holayimtu k'dema b'rei de Rab Yosef, mishmei de Rav name of Rova. The Yom that it sounds like this, the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem. So we darshin, Bepeter Rechem, Toli Rachmano. Torah says the Parsha, when is there a din of Pidyon HaBen? By the Peter Rechem, so Toli in the Rechem, it's Toli who the kid came out from. So here where the mother was Levia, that's the sort of say, Shishipata from Bechira. Even though she herself was not there then, but yes, there is a cost of the Peter Rechem, it's Toli in the Rechem, in the womb, that the kid is coming out from. But since Lamaisa, the mother, is Levia, that's the sort of say she should be potter. Now the Gemara is, the Aaron, Shloihoi, Vyoise Minyan, Aaron, not Kohen, that was not in that time. It was not in that Minyan. Like Rashi says, Loihu Vuloi Behemaisov, Shloi Hefkiyu Es Bukhari Yisrael. And that's Parashim Bamid Begimel that says again, Kakas Leviim. Aaron was not included in that Cheshbin. So Aaron himself that did not free the Bukhari Yisrael, or his behemoth that did not free the behemoth of the Bechori Yisrael. If so, Lo Lifka, then Aaron himself should also be Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen. The Tanya learned like this, Lo Monokud Al Aaron, Shebechum HaShechudim HaKam in Pashas Bamidbor, is the Radat on top of the word of Aaron. Shehoi Yisamin, he was not in that count. So how do we know to say that Aaron, his Mishpacha like, should also be Pata from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach HaMor? So this is more into the general territory that Al Makor the Pasuk says Halavim. Next your word Halavim that we darshinia hook shukol Halavim telezir. All Levim are doim ladodi. And therefore, since there was some Levim that they themselves freed the Bechor Yisrael and their behemoths freed the behemoths Yisrael, therefore all Levim are such a locha that they themselves are potter from Pidyon HaBen and they were then the potter from Petach HaMor. Now the more the question is, so Kahanim, you know, how do we know the same thing for by Kahanim? Also, could be Bishur Ben Levi, the other Bishur Ben Levi, that the Esrim of the Abom Mekomis at 24 places, Nikru Kahan Leviim, before in the Kahanim are called Leviim, the Zechamim, these are one of the places that Leviim, the Kahanim are called Leviim. Therefore, it says apostolic, the Kahanim by Leviim, the Nei Tzadik. Therefore, all the Kahanim are also Kishladadi, and every Kohen, every Levi, they're potter from their own Pidyon HaBen, and they're potter also from the Petach HaMor. Menachem, in the Behemoth Torah, there's a Chiv that has a Lacha of a Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, the Kohen has his own Behemoth, they gave birth to a Bechor, look what he has to bring it for Korban, or else if it's a Baal Mum, the Kohen himself could eat it, but it has Kedushas Bechor on it. Now the Gemara asks the question, Ladurus Minolan.